My conscience won't let me go shoot my brother or some darker people or some poor hungry people in the mud for big powerful America and shoot them for what?
Of course, that was the voice of Muhammad Ali. And on this day in history, April 28th, 1967, Muhammad Ali went for his induction into the United States Army to fight in the Vietnam War in Houston. He refused three times to step forward when they called his name. He was told that if you don't do that, you can go to jail for 5 years, a penalty of $10,000. He refused to budge and would not serve in the war to fight in Vietnam. And on that same day, the State Athletic Commission of New York suspended his boxing license, stripped him of all his titles. Even though in 1964 he had failed the test to get in the Army because of his low reading abilities back in the day. But he stood up for what he believed in. He stood up against the war in Vietnam, stood up against racism, and on this day, in 1967, Muhammad Ali refused induction. And that was his voice, and those were his reasons for not going into the Army. He became both a villain and a hero to many in this country at that moment, and became a symbol of the resistance against the war in Vietnam, among many other things, on this day, April 28th. On this day, a couple hundred years earlier, in 1788, Maryland became the seventh state to ratify the U.S. Constitution. On this day in 1947, there was something that I remember from childhood, just reading about a lot. Thor Heyerdahl was this explorer from Norway, and he took a raft from Peru to South America all the way to southwestern Polynesian islands in 1947, 4,000 miles, called the Kon-Tiki, to prove that people could have navigated back and forth between the west coast of what's now South America and Polynesia. On this day in 1975 was the end of the U.S. involvement in Vietnam. This was a day when helicopters took off from Vietnam and the last troops left Vietnam. And many of us can still remember the scenes where people were being hit by rifle butts and being thrown out of helicopters because they were trying to get on and they wouldn't let them on, the South Vietnamese. And perhaps next week we will play for you a reprise of our six-part documentary history of Vietnam that we did when we went to Vietnam with Vietnam vets and anti-war activists and created this series of documentaries we can share with you once again. On this day, both Alice Walker and Gloria Naylor walked away with the greatest awards in American fiction on this day in 1983 to African-American women who walked away with those awards on this day. And this is also, to conclude this for today, in 2004 is when the first pictures of Abu Ghraib came out. And we'll be talking more about that during the coming week. And on this day was born Harper Lee in 1926, of course, who wrote the book To Kill a Mockingbird. And also on this day was a woman many of you don't know. Her name is Brownie Ledbetter. Brownie Ledbetter was a woman from Little Rock, Arkansas, who actually stood up in the face of the segregationists during the integration of Central High School in Little Rock in 1957, and stood up for that and became a major leader of women's rights, human rights, civil rights in this country, and was born on this day in 1932 and passed away in 2010. That is this day in history, April the 28th. There's much more on this day in history, but just go to steinershow.org and you can read this day in history and all the pieces that we refer to and places you can link to. We're going to take a very quick break and come right back. As we do, we'll be talking with Dr. Niaz Khosravi, Criminal Justice Director for the NAACP. Stay with us.